Welcome to the Wednesday, December 7th, 2011 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am recording today from London, England. One of the stories yesterday that I talked about was more details about the Russian sites used to spread malware using the Black Hole Exploit Kit. Petro yesterday also posted a diary regarding Black Hole with some of his observations about this particular kind of malware. One of the things that Petro came across was that there are a lot of websites or domains being used that are two letters and then redred.ru. For example, blredred.ru or bgredred.ru. Peter enumerated a large list of domains that were used by Black Hole that match these patterns, and of course recommends that you take a look at ways to block domains that use this particular scheme of domain name. And about a month ago, we had reports of Bind crashing due to what wasn't really clear what, but the kind of denial of service vulnerability. ISC.org now published its findings, and I'm quoting here sort of some of the key finding from ISC.org. Essentially, they're saying that they have confirmed that it was triggered by an accidental operational error that exposed a previously unknown bug in Bind. So essentially, yes, it wasn't configured quite right, but that's not supposed to cause this kind of denial of service condition. And this caused then an internal inconsistency, as ISC.org puts it, and that this inconsistency is effectively mitigated by the recent patches that ISC.org produced and distributed. And yesterday, actually, just as I was recording the podcast and uploaded, news broke that Nmap was distributed with a backdoor from popular CNET site download.com. As it turns out, the modification made to Nmap by download.com is not necessarily malicious. Instead, the file that is included with Nmap is a browser toolbar. Now, this browser toolbar is considered malicious by some antivirus scanner, which sort of triggered the original alert, but it's really more some kind of adware that download.com includes with various other software as well. So I'll leave it up to you whether you consider that malicious or not. There were a couple of related alerts, essentially just because the same toolbar is included with other software, not just with Nmap. And a new vulnerability was uncovered in Facebook, allowing access to images users would typically not be able to access. As proof, some pictures of Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook founder, were posted, and apparently the bug is part of Facebook's feature to report images to moderators. If you have access to an image, there's a link that allows you to report this particular image as unappropriate. Now, what's happening with this feature is that you're able, by manipulating the request, to actually report images that you don't have access to, and in reporting these images, you're then actually able to access them. The users that attempted this particular exploit had sort of inconsistent results, so it doesn't seem to be working every time, but it works reasonably well where in various forums people posted pictures that they accessed in other people's account, which by the way, I would not recommend you do. This would definitely go too far. This bug hopefully has been reported by now, but going into someone else's profile and accessing pictures that you don't have access to and then posting them publicly is definitely not a part of responsible disclosure. And Mike Selesky from Google revealed a new bug that affects various browsers that allows websites you visit, to check which other websites you visited before. Now, there is an older issue like that with the visited tag. Essentially, it relies sort of on CSS and JavaScript to check what color your browser would assign a certain link, whether or not this would be an already visited link or a new link. Browsers usually color those two types of links differently. Now, that issue has been fixed in most recent browsers. What Mike is actually finding here is a pretty interesting issue. What he's doing is he's trying to load, for example, an image on a site using JavaScript, and then he's timing how long it takes to load that image. If that image comes from your local cache, which would mean that you recently visited a site, then the image loads much faster than if you never visited the site before. So interesting little trick, and according to Mike, works in most browsers. Of course, it also depends on the data actually being cached in your browser. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.